Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Yo, whoa, you might call me conceited. I call it confident, realest nigga out. Yes, your boy authentic. Poker face, ship it. I want all the chips. I must be hot, cause yo, I get all the chips. I make them mad, I'm unique, that's why your boy is sick. But I don't give a fuck, cause hate is all it is. No matter what the venue, I get them pumped. That's why white girls be saying, Gorda's a hump. I give them peanuts, the elephant trunk is what they want. The dime dada, nobody hotter, I get it drunk. Know why they feel me, I give them dunks. On the fast break, you hesitate and get your ball punched. Ain't nobody hot as me. Everybody jocking me, human cracking the flesh, and everybody wanna keep. From A to Z, I'm a G. On some monster shit, cause I'm a beast from the east, and ain't no competition.
Stop the question. bomber now. Got the club banging, drinking, popping that ace of spades. In the VIP shaking bottles, dancing with somebody. Fine models, top models, and they all leaving with me. Call me the black shoe. Everywhere I go, I got a different one every day of the week. Better watch your girl, yeah, I seen her looking at me like I'm a peep. Yeah, and she's starving. I'm the main course.
Right. with a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. So why would it bother the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Right here on Lawless Radio. Today is Thursday, November 1st, 2012. All right, y'all, I am playing the music all the way up to 9:30, and we're just going to take it easy this evening. Call me, 646-478-5209. I'm not sure what we're going to talk about yet, but by that time, by 9:30, I'll have a good idea. All right, y'all, this is Go Shorty by J.K.
Right all night. It's not a heartbreak.
Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is November 1st, 2012. How is everyone doing this evening? All right, let's see who's on the line. It looks like we got some Milwaukee on the line. This is Patrice. Who's this on the line? Hello?
Hello.
Hey there.
This is Mississippi.
What's up, Mississippi?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm still getting my foot back, and I'm still getting my foot back.
Okay.
And I still got mail right here. We good. We good, baby. We still good. We still good.
That's good.
He gave me a walking boot last week.
What male telling the truth and you telling something now?
No, you know what happened. It's been 3 weeks since I got my surgery.
Okay. How are you feeling? That's the question.
I'm doing good, and you know, I'm on crutches and I have a walking boot,
mm-hmm.
and she's gonna help me. She's helping me. Yes, she is. She's helped me.
Goodness, what's going on?
She said she's going back to South America, back to Brazil.
Uh-oh.
And when she come back here, we'll be good.
Mm-mm. You'll be real good then, huh?
Yeah. And my foot is getting good.
Well, good. Well, y'all tell me something good. Tell me how life is, other than your foot.
Life is good. I'm gonna tell you something. I was seeing. Online about this new presidential poll, and the Marquette poll was saying Obama was beaten by 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, and then we just did yesterday our students
to the mock election.
Yep.
Uh huh.
And they beat him 8-0.
Wow.
Right. So he was like, and one of my coworkers was like, I wish these students could matter.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Like, I wish these students
vote count,
vote
huh?
To matter. Right. So I'm like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, our kids had a mock election in their classroom too, and Obama won. So
yeah.
You know, There was no surprise.
No.
None at all. That's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it.
For sure.
Man. Well, that's cool. That's real cool. Well, you know, I've just been taking it easy. It's been one of those days. You know, trying to get homework done. Still doing homework, but we're trying to get homework done.
Mm.
Make sure the kids staying on track.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So yeah.
You all right over there?
I'm good. Just make sure we go vote next Tuesday. Next Tuesday, we got to do the shit. We got to
do
good. Got to do the damn thing. Next Tuesday.
Mhm. That's how you do it.
Do the damn thing.
You know
what? Yeah. And if Did you hear the Leon call in?
No.
You don't like me for do that. He can talk for all the shit he want to, but for some reason you will not let me call in and say what I'm
going to say. Let's go on break this down, because you know what? You're a better person than that. You don't need to do that. Because who's at the house with? Answer this question. Who's there with you?
My baby.
Okay, so why would you need to even respond when you got what you want?
Because you let him say everything he needed to say about me not being from Mississippi, but I couldn't even interject.
No, you're not even from Mississippi. You know you're not from Mississippi.
That's what I said.
Okay,
that's
so what's
what
the difference? We ain't gonna have this argument because you ain't hearing me. You still this is what we call kiddie games. You're a grown ass man. You don't even need to be playing them kiddie games. Let people talk. You know what the deal is, right? Your baby
my
with you.
My daddy is from Mississippi.
Hello? What?
I'm here.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna get back to you in just. One moment. I need to hear something really nice and calm. That's what I really want to hear. I think I'm going to play some Donnie Williams just for you. How about that?
Mm. There we go.
Is that good?
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to play some Donnie Williams. And
right.
I'm going to be right back, okay?
All right.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
letter. She mails them back like she don't care. And when I see her walking down my lonely street, the girl walks right by me like I'm impossible to see. I'm loved unknown soldier fighting for her, but that girl just won't see me. And it's tearing me, tearing me, tearing me apart. Invisible to the only girl I love. I'm beating, yeah, yeah, yeah. The girl can't see that it's my mind is spinning round and round my feelings. So when will she wake up? 'Cause I'm tired of being invisible. Girl, I'm your rainbow shining through a storm of tears. But when I'm near you, you always make, always make.
Welcome back. This is Patrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, y'all. Make sure it's coming up. Next month is the Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you go out there and vote on Facebook. It's facebook.com/Lawless Radio Awards. Make sure you vote for your favorite artist and yours truly, your favorite host out there. We want to make sure you get those votes in because it's going to be a very, very special night. All right. Tonight, I don't have much to talk about because, you know, it's one of those calm, cool evenings and just kind of relaxing. I've been knee-deep in some homework with the kids and just trying to make sure they stay afloat. It's hard. It's hard. Don't want to choke them, though. Like that. All right, y'all hit me up, 646-478-5209. Tell me what has been on your mind this week. Anybody get on your nerves, dealing with problems? Did you trick or treat? Are you grown? Are you a grown man or a grown woman? You out there? Did you go out there and trick or treat? Did you get you a bag of candy? I know I did. I got my little snack. And my favorite is 100 grand. Those 100 grand bars, I don't know if y'all know anything about that. But those 100 grand bars are off of the chain. I love them. I love them. All right. Remember always, if you want to submit your music and have your music played on Lawless Radio, you must follow the instructions. Please do not email me your music because I will not put it into rotation. It's just how it works. What you need to do is go to lawlessradio.com. You need to submit your music. Fill out the, sign the waiver form. And the waiver form basically is telling you that we have no rights over your music. We're not going to take your music, steal your music, use it for any other purpose. We're just simply playing your music on Lawless Radio. And we just want to support our local come up, our independent artists, our underground, our unsigned artists. That's what we do, and that's what Lawless Radio is all about, supporting our local come up. All right, so if you want to submit your music, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music link. Then that's when you send me an email and you say, hey, Catrice, I just submitted my music. I want to have an interview on the air. Can we set up some time? Can we do that? And you know what? I have no problem doing that. No problem interviewing you. You can sit there. You can stick lyrics on the air. You know, we can have a good old time. You can talk about love stories, whatever you want. But you must follow the instructions on how you submit your music. It's just as simple as that. So if you send me an email with your music, I'm telling you, I'm not going to do anything with it. It's just going to sit there. And if my mailbox gets full, I'm going to go ahead and delete it. But I'm just letting y'all know what's going on. I mean, that's really how it rolls. All right, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm going to play a little Millionaire, and I'll be right back.
Fast money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who want to be a millionaire? Who want to be a millionaire? I want to be a millionaire. Who want to be a millionaire? I do. Record deal or be an athlete or ballin', stacking some major chips, maybe an actor or a model, pitching me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gon' want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah, got to stick down to your stomach, see me moving forward, why you hate us falling far behind, I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine, money living large, who wants to be a millionaire, whipping foreign cars, who wants to be a millionaire, looking like a star, who want to be a millionaire, who want to be a millionaire, I want to be a millionaire, who want to be a millionaire, I do play a
on the table. them bill and the Gucci bag. I got that boost of cash, get it quick and spend it fast. Money on the float, I got money on the table. Money, I'ma blow, money, money, I'ma make more.
Money living large, who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars, who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star, who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire?
To the raw deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, so I'm just gonna bring them on in. I got Leon. What's up, Leon?
Hold on.
All right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay. And how are you tonight?
All right. How are you this evening?
Oh, okay, okay.
That's good. What you bowling tonight?
Oh, I'm up there at, I got a 400-some series working now. I can do a little better.
Okay. This ain't Leon, is it?
No, it's not.
No, I don't think so. He calling right now?
Yeah, hello?
Hey there. Hey there.
Yeah,
all right.
My uncle been wanting to get on that mug. He always had who I be talking to and everything. He balls with me.
Okay.
He was tripping out what you was talking about when you talking about getting a female wet and everything. So he was like, damn, I want to talk to her, man. I come up and I get you, man. He's in his 60s and stuff. He's balling, though. He's in shape and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Life treating him good, so, you know.
Hey.
Hey, he was like, man, I want to get in. I said, I'll punch you in and everything.
That's how you do it. Well, let's see. I got everybody out here. I got Mississippi Red out here. Mississippi, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Well, I just want to say Mississippi was upset because he didn't have an opportunity to say nothing because you said something about him last week. So I'm going to go ahead and let him talk.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? We don't have nothing there. Y'all talk.
I'm here.
He said something about me?
No. Y'all were talking last week.
No. You said I couldn't say nothing because I heard what he said before you brought me in, and you said the only thing you were talking about is my foot.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Well,
foot.
Hey,
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about money.
I'm gonna squash this for now. I'm gonna squash this. What's up, husband? I know you up there with your toe.
What are you talking about? I'm in a father to my daughter and my son.
Because you the one that broke up the household.
No, I didn't.
Hold on. Somebody got a computer on. Somebody have their computer on. Turn it off.
I didn't say nothing bad about nobody. I said, if you're going to be a mother to the kids,
That was from whatever he's doing. But my thing is, he I can't stand it no more. You know, you get on here, you talk about this and that, and
I'm glad y'all up here bowling.
I don't care, Leon. You know
the
what?
The kids is coming back home. If you don't want to be a mama, to the kids, I'm going to be a daddy. You know what I'm saying? I'm in Tennessee with the kids.
Where were you?
The kids haven't even seen you. How you gonna be a mother to the kids if you don't see them? I'm doing everything by myself. I don't need nobody to lean on. I don't run to no female or no man at all.
You's a motherfucking lie because we've done this thing shit 11 years.
That's why
my kids got taken out of my house because of what you did. You come in and look me in my eyes.
I got a 3-bedroom house for the kids when they come home.
You can't go fucking with that bitch you was fucking with.
You know what? I ain't messing with nobody. I don't need to. Like I said, no, my kids can't no woman do nothing for me.
You don't need me.
Nigga.
Fuck you.
You left to go down there because your mama got sick.
You got my kids taken away.
No, I didn't.
You got our home taken away.
Yeah, right. That's why they got here with me.
They down here with me.
All right,
huh? You way out there with this nigga because he's messing with his students at school. But you tell him.
You dumb motherfucker, you.
And he messing with his students at school.
I did everything for you. And what did we used to do? Ride, die, kill, steal. I will kill for you. I will steal for you. You know what, Melissa? You're not down here with me. I'm doing the kids.
You up there. He ain't doing nothing for you. He's putting you in jail. Then he put you in jail since you've been down there. Because I had a little argument. Then he put you in jail.
You're talking about somebody else. I'm talking about you.
I'm talking about what you went to down there.
I'm talking about.
I put you in jail. If you want to come home,
I'm talking about you and my kids.
They coming home.
You been saying that shit for a year.
No, the court date is December 6th, if you want to know.
And you want to fucking talk about how much money you making and shit with a bitch. Then when you know I had your bitch.
Money, nigga, I make more money than they
do. You.
I'm putting y'all on mute. Hold on. Calm down. Mute and mute. Okay. I got another call on the line. Let's see what their view is. 804, have you been listening to this?
Yeah, this is Mr. 804 down in VA, baby. What's good?
What's going on? Wow. All right, so I got this husband and wife. I don't know, something that wouldn't happen. I didn't realize it was gonna go down like this evening.
No, that was live right there though, for real, man. I was like, damn, they going at it like that? I mean, they putting it out there for everybody to listen to. That's some private stuff, man. For real, I would never put my life with me and my woman, whatever we've been through with kids, for nobody else entertainment. I wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't put it out there like that. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do it. You get caught up with all the name calling and being disrespectful, stepping out to boundaries. Nah, I wouldn't get on the air and do that to myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was raised better than that. That's something that they need to talk about face to face, or if it's already been done, it's water under the bridge, you know?
I truly understand. You're a brand new listener, and let me tell you, this has been going on for the last year.
Well, I basically just got into you, you know, listening to you. I called when you had some little text conversations and stuff like that. But I didn't know it was going down like that. You know, I was like, whoa, hold on. I'm getting ready to do something else. I'm like, man, wait a minute. And I'm trying to, you know, piece it together, and you tell me this has been going on for a year. That's a year too long. If it's over and the love is over, it's done. There's nothing else need to be said, but it's kids involved. That's forever, and they need to know that. I mean, that's forever till they leave this earth. When children are involved, that's the main thing. That's what you worry about. As long as the kids are taken care of, it is what it is. I'm sorry. You know, sometimes the judges or whoever, they don't make the right decision, you know. They're not God, so he's not perfect. He's going to make the right decision. But they still hurting over this. It must be some love still there. I mean, that's just the way I see it. There's got to be love somewhere on one of them parts that they still care about each other. You know what I'm saying? Because you just don't lay down, make kids, and get up and go and have nothing for that woman, you know, or vice versa.
I feel.
That's just me. You know?
I feel.
I can't speak for them. I can't speak for them. But I hate to see how people go through stuff like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Another woman cannot raise another woman's child. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard. But it's things that goes on in this life that they got to accept, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hey, it's a hard pill to swallow. And I pray for them, man. You know, some people are like, well, I don't need your prayer. I don't like to see my people do that. You know, we've been through enough tough times as it is, you know? I can't say nothing about them because I really don't know them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just listening to the conversation itself. I can't judge that man, and I can't judge her. I'm just saying the kids are the bigger picture. All right.
Let's see what Buck, what you got to say?
You know, I love Nell to death. I never met the woman. You know, I just know. She's lawless for life, you know what I'm saying? And I respect that, you know. And I don't know what type of infidelity that Leon has done within their relationship. But if there was some sort of infidelity or something like that, only thing I can say is from what I'm listening to is that Leon is starting to realize that his woman is gone. And you don't miss what you have until it's gone. And I feel that Leon is missing the hell out of Mel. You know what I'm saying? I do. I'm not taking any sides or anything like that. I'm just going on what I'm listening to. And Leon hurt. Leon is missing him some Mel. He really is. And Mel is hurt. And I think Mel wants to move on. You know what I'm saying? But from just from what I'm listening to, and I'm just giving my opinion, and my opinion don't mean shit. But from what I'm hearing, I'm feeling Leon is hurt and Leon is missing Mel. Regardless of what he say and anything else, you know, you don't know what you're missing until it's gone, and I believe Leon is feeling that right now. He's really missing some Mel. Mel, I love you to death, baby. You know, I'm on your side. You know, but like my man said, it's all about kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, I kind of got a situation like that. You know, where I have a child by a different woman. You know, and neither her or I care for each other. We don't give a damn about each other. But we do care for this child that we have together, you know, and I think that's the main important thing right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's pretty much all I have to say about it, you know.
All right. Yeah. Well, we got another caller on the line, 313. Caller, who's this on the line and what you got to say?
It's the Zeke in the
MIC. Oh my goodness.
Zeke? Is that Zeke?
That is Zeke.
Man, where the fuck you been?
Your ass dunked off from under.
Man. What's that? What's up, Zeke? Man, where you been? How you doing?
I've been chilling like a villain.
I feel you.
I know y'all don't want me to get started.
Oh, man, I'm scared. You know, I am a little nervous.
hey, I want to give my 2 cents, too, now.
Well, okay, well, you go and give your 2 cents. This is a free country. Freedom of speech. Okay, go ahead.
Well, like I say, the last time I heard that whining sucker on the phone talk about his kids and his woman done left him and all that, because he a pedophile. That's why she left. That's why the kids got took. Old sucker. And he know it, and she know it, too. What type of man want a woman back who done went 100,000 miles to run into another man's arms? He shouldn't care if she ever come back. And they sitting up on the phone arguing and crying and boo-hooing like somebody feels sorry for. But I don't feel sorry for now one of them. Don't nobody take kids from somebody for nothing. It got to be a reason for them to take them kids. So if they want to put their business in the street, then I think I should be able to speak on it. And they took them kids for a reason. Now tell the truth why they took them kids. They ain't take them kids because y'all was cooking noodles and chicken wings.
Okay.
They took them kids for a reason. They ain't take them kids because you went outside and shoveled the snow and burned the snow in the house. They ain't take the kids because you was drinking grape juice instead of lemonade. Now why they take them kids? Tell the truth about that. Now who was messing with them kids? Black people mess with kids too now, not just white folks. Now,
wow.
I just want to know if the truth going to really come out.
Is the truth going to come out? Well,
yeah.
The conversation got, I didn't realize the conversation was going to get as deep as it did. It caught me off guard. Mississippi wanted to speak his mind. I allowed him to. So I'm going to go ahead and bring Mel back in the line. We ain't going to have no argument. Mel, are you there?
I'm here, baby.
Okay. Are you okay now? I want you to calm down.
Yeah. I'm calm. I'm calm. It's slowly, baby.
Okay.
You need to close that mouth seat.
Okay,
oh.
Now listen. I need.
For a long time,
something's going on.
Great friends.
Listen.
So, let me say what that. I need to say.
Melissa. I need
yes.
you to listen
now,
to me.
I'm now.
There is something going on over there. Somebody got another phone on. Somebody got a computer on. You standing next to something. Hello?
It's not.
Okay. Now it's gone. Now, okay. That's better.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
One thing that I do want to reiterate is that my marriage and what happened with my kids had nothing to do with me. When I blow up like that, it's for a reason. My kids got, they in the situation that they're in because of something he did, which I have not blasted, but I do not like when he calls in, like, come home, be a mother. I was always a mother. My kids never wanted for anything. Matter of fact, most people tell me I gave my kids too much. So I want to get that out there. My babies are very much and were very much taken care of. Number two, when I do whatever it is I do in life, it's nothing but for my kids. I'm very educated. I have 2 degrees, and I love life. So when Zeke is talking about, oh, this pedophile or whatever he did, I didn't know anything about it until the court proceeding. Zeke, I still love you.
Okay.
I still love you because we were close. Mm-hmm. And I love everybody that's on the line now. I love you too, Tone. I love everybody that's listening to me. But yes,
emotions
come out when it has something to do with my kids. I don't play that. And so, yes, I love. Leon needs to go somewhere and do whatever he needs to do with himself. It has nothing to do with me. I'm gone. I will never come back to that. I am with Mississippi. I'm telling you, and he got degrees. He's a school teacher. He just got a, you know, a good raise. He wanted me to tell y'all that. He did get a nice
congratulations, Mississippi.
Thank you. Thank
congratulations.
You.
Mel's life was bad. She ran to Mississippi.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, baby. I still make my money, and I'm going to Brazil Saturday. So
hey, you going down the motherfucking Tijuana.
Shut up. You just mad because you ain't got me.
What? That's you? I'd rather get grabbed.
Because I didn't come to the...
Because I didn't come to Detroit.
I got a nice baby,
and I got a nice
Kick your drunk ass up, Mississippi.
Raise and promotion. I get a nice promotion. That's good for me.
What you went from
early
disability to retard?
Wow. Man. You can't be talking about the special ed children like that. Now that's just wrong. Now they can't help
them. You went from special ed.
Okay,
I take that back.
The kids ain't doing nothing wrong.
Okay, you went to special ed to male.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, baby, I'm very special.
Okay.
Yes, you is. You is special.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Mississippi,
That's why you called in to Lawless tonight, huh?
Hey, Mel, if you ain't doing nothing wrong by these 11 o'clock, kill Mississippi.
Man, you know what?
Man, it's been a long time coming to hear his voice, man.
It ain't never changed. Zeke ain't gonna never change.
No,
he ain't changed.
I
love my baby. I love you.
Zeke ain't never changed. I knew that number looked familiar. I'm like, damn, I ain't seen that in a minute.
I be mad. He's selling his feelings, baby.
Man,
what? It's 10 inches. Oh, 11. Okay. Because I do get reminded about how, you know, long it is. Mississippi, tell me,
about?
He got an 11.
Oh, that's a lie.
Oh, my goodness. You said Mississippi got an 11.
No, he said you
already do. You got 11, but I got enough
for
her.
Oh, no, man. I ain't got no problem with telling anybody. I'm gonna just say I ain't got no problem with telling.
I got a little dick, but it's enough for her.
Yeah, right. That's why she got a motherfucking plunger in the back.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Somebody said enough for her.
Wow.
Hey, you can't even hit it from the back because it ain't gonna go in.
It's enough for her.
All right, y'all need to hold on. I need to take a quick break. I need to take a commercial break. Y'all hold tight. This is Catrice. You're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lola's Radio. Can't stop mine, King B.
So hard, I'm on like a half man, half amazing. The way I whip the work, it's like my work was misbehaving. I've been on the stove, I've been cooking, I've been slaving. Making collard greens, whipping yams, getting gravy. Weighing every gram, I'm the man, fucking pay me. Don't like it, hit the land, nigga, scram, better make me. Get up with your maker, cause your maker, you just might be. Miss me with that bullshit, a vegan, I don't like beef.
Nigga,
I'm talking green like my homie Joe from Scottsdale. I want the whole thing like my nigga Maru. In my section where I be, with a table full of bottles and models all over me. Blowing nothing but the finest exotic you ever seen. Got the whole club crunk, dancing, we gon' party. Everybody drunk, not a whole thing started.
Patricia, listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, so we started the evening off light, and then it got real heavy. I mean, real heavy. So I think Leon's back, so I'm going to give him an opportunity to talk. I'm not going to bring everybody else in and give him the opportunity to say what he needs to say. Leon, you there?
Yeah, I don't even know what Ziggy's talking about. Why he's on there? I don't got no beef with him, but if he won't beef with me, he can have it. I don't have no problem with that. But my kids is up here in Kansas City, dog. I see my kids every Saturday. It's some shit. Her cousin was. She told the police I hit everybody with a crowbar. They said I left the kids at home by themselves, which I didn't do that. He left his phone over there. They came up to pick mail up and everything. He was talking stuff. He didn't want to come back and get his phone. That's why the kids was taken. They tried to say I wasn't there, but when the police came, I was there. I would have hit somebody to trouble while they would have went to the hospital. Didn't nobody go nowhere. Her cousin left. He used to drink all the time and everything. When he stayed with us, I didn't want him there and everything. We found him a place. Me and him never got along, so I'm like, her. If she wanted to stay with him, I don't have no problem with that. But she calls me sometimes, crying like she's been crying and everything. Talk about she want to come home and all this stuff, get a place. I got a place. I make money. Money ain't no problem to me at all. And she know that. The nigga been on this job for 20 years working with robotics. Ain't no way a nigga going to be broke. You know what I'm saying? I got 5 girls. My 2 oldest work at KU Medical Center, and my 18-year-old got a scholarship to play basketball, and she's playing basketball. Then I got a 10-year-old, then I got a 7-year-old. So I'm on my way to get the kids back. She wasn't up here to go through the legal stuff and everything. She haven't even seen her kids over, what, a year? If she wants to stay up there, she can stay up there, but kids need to see their mommy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see their mother sometimes, you know. I ain't saying nothing bad because Ziggy don't know everything that went on. He don't know everything that went on. Like, he knew what everything that went on, he'd be like, that's fucked up, man. He'd be like, that's fucked up. But that shit. And I'm like, damn, I'm down here doing the kids and everything. Jordan ain't my biological son. His daddy's people fighting to get him. Okay, that's where my daughter stay at, and that's where Jordan stay at. So I got a good chance to get my daughter to come with me. Like I told Mel, she needs to come up here and fight for Jordan. Because if that was my son, I told him, I want to raise him. But if it's people interfering and everything, that's his blood on that side. And they want him. His daddy got killed in the fight and everything and stuff, so I'm like, but I want them to see each other. Like I was trying to tell her, I can't fight for JJ. They got more legal rights to JJ than I do. Even though I raised him since he's been 1 year old, now he's 10 and everything, I get to see JJ and her and my daughter on the weekend. And sometimes I can go up to the school, like Halloween. I went over there. Got them costumes and everything. They went trick-or-treating and stuff. Went to the trick-or-treating party. She ain't up here to do this stuff. I be like, I ain't bitter. This thing gonna be nothing like me. Like, when she was down there, they got in a fight. He put her in jail. I don't know why he put her in jail. I didn't ever do that. But I ain't never done nothing to her. I might have messed around with a female, but I ain't with that female. I'm concentrating on my kids. The kids come first, all this bullshit comes second. Know what I'm saying? All that other stuff comes second. The kids is first. The kids is hurting. The kids want to be home. I can call over there and speak to my daughter right now. I got the number over there where I can talk to my daughter or my son. She don't got that because she don't want to come to court. Yeah, I took care of Mel since we've been together. Yeah, I did that. She was supposed to have cancer, which I don't know if she got cancer or not. I was there. I messed up. She messed up too. She went down there. This nigga did something with somebody at his school. And she told him. He told her and stuff, but you know, I don't even got no beef with him. Like if he come up here where I'm at, I can go down there where they at. I know they're gonna call the police. I know they would call the police. But all I'm saying is, he don't know what's going on. If he don't know what's going on, he needs to shut the fuck up. I'm doing the kids. I'm here in Kansas City doing the kids. I ain't in Milwaukee. I ain't in Los Angeles. I'm here doing my kids. I didn't run. That's all I got to say about it. The kids come first of all the bullshit.
All right. Well, you have said your piece, and we appreciate that. Hold tight. I'll bring Mel back in. I'm scared though. Mel.
Hello, babe.
Hey. Okay.
All right.
All right. Now we keeping it calm and we doing what we do.
Yeah, I'm very calm now.
All right. Good.
I know good. That I was upset earlier because I do not deal with Leon.
White.
And whatever he says on air or off air is BS. My kids were taken because he kicked in and assaulted several people and left my kids at home, and they got taken because he left my children at home alone. And I did not leave him. He went to jail. When he went to jail, I did not testify against him. I refused to testify against him because they were trying to give him 35 years, and I said no. I spent maybe $2,000 just accepting calls and trying to get him out and trying to get him a lawyer. When he got out, he went back to the woman he was cheating with. So I am done with him. I am happy. I'm good. Do not make it seem like I left my kids. I went to court. I've done everything that I could possibly do outside of leaving him. He has broken my foot. He has put 50 stitches in my face. Three of my fingers have been broken. I am done with you, Leon. You can go and do whatever you choose to do. And I appreciate and I'm happy that you're happy. Can you please stop stalking me?
All right. Well, with that said, I'm gonna go ahead and quiet everybody down a minute here. All right. Bottom line to this all, you know, I'm just gonna say I pray that you all get all this situated, children, lives, and the direction that you all need to go in to make it as positive as possible, because it makes no sense that, you know, two grown people are at it so heavily. We both of you all probably need to just get over each other and just for the sake of the children and do whatever you two need to do to make sure your children are well taken care of. And that's basically it. And you know what I got to say about it. We ain't gonna bash nobody. You know, everybody's had their piece to say, and I think, you know, any better way to say it is that you got to take care of the kids. Bottom line, take care of the kids, take care of yourself, and the arguing amongst each other needs to stop. I mean, that's all I'm gonna say. It just needs to stop. All right, y'all, just do your thing, do or die.
Do you think, girl? Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror? Do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move off in the mirror? Do what you do. Do you think?
Body, Byron Bugatti body. Let me take a look at your baby. Come and sit into the Benz Coupe CL63. You looking good, then I'm up. Come and pop bottles of the rose with me. Nothing sicker than a beautiful figure. You super thicker in the liquor, got me rock star wasted. Let me put you in position, say the kiss of your body, cause I can almost break it. Erotic, exotic faces, climax while we changing spaces. Bottles for aces, running down your body so I lick and taste it. She floats in different places, in the Bentley it's her favorite. I got her open for anything, cause we the perfect team. She off the record, just matter. But the get better when it's always worth it. She's super soaky, for the cheddar. Ain't forever. Abracadabra.
Wanna see your body do that move up in the mirror? Do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move up in the mirror? Do what you do. Do you think?
Phantom in parts of the hold up. Hopped out like Goldie from the Mac. That's a pimp from the old school. Sold a roll up. Now smoke some, don't burn a plush up. 250 can't afford to sit the fuck up. Got loud, got drink. I'ma hit it, get it good. When I'm gone, you can brush up. Now we off in the condo blow. Hold on, vitamin, sex, so crazy. She was telling me to stroke it to the left. When a brother hit the spot, she was screaming, baby. But a pimp can't have no lady. Looking good in your Christian Louis stiletto. Hit it from the back, get it slow. Got you feeling good when I let go. Then she called her friend. Then they called their friend. Everybody came to party. So we can all get in. Good God, we was all to the factory. Two right back of me, one on my faculty. She was chewing on the naturally. Holler back, do your thing, I'm gone. Tell me what you want.
Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Wanna see your body do that move. Up in the mirror, do what you do. Do your thing.
Do
your thing.
Do what you do.
Do your thing.
This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, so we've had an entertaining evening. I didn't quite have a topic tonight. It just turned into something else, and, you know, hey, Lawless is all about that. Make sure y'all hit us up, Lawless Radio Awards. That's facebook.com/Lawless Radio Awards. Our award show is on 12/12/12. Best host, best fan. We're voting, so put your vote in. You can even write yourself in if you like. Lawless Radio Awards. It happened in 12/12/12. That is next month, y'all. All right, y'all, I'm going through the process. You know, my birthday's in 11 days. I consider that my new year. You know, so my new year's is coming up, kind of making some changes, tweaking some things that I've done this past 12 years to kind of improve upon them. Next week I'm going to have a artist come on and do poetry. We like to do some poetry, kind of make it real cool and calm, you know, to kind of bring in my birthday weekend. We're going to kick it off, start it off right. It's going to be a party. That's what I want to do. I want it to be a good party. Nothing depressing. We ain't going to be arguing. No spouses are going to be arguing back and forth. We're going to have a good time because it's my birthday. I want to bring in, Zeke. Zeke, I ain't heard from you. I'm glad to hear from you again. I'm glad you're doing well, man. And, you know, man, it's good to hear from you. It's really good to hear from you. And you know what? Let me just kind of reminisce. Now, I was on that page, that group that you own, and
yeah.
Somebody had, man, what picture was that? Now, I look at women because she got a nice body, cool. I ain't trying to say, you know, I ain't no lesbian, nothing. But you know, I'm like, okay, all right, she got it going on. But one of them pictures, man, I was like, damn. I gotta find it. I had to stare at it for a minute. I'm like, is that real? Does that all belong to her? I had to get in my little hole like, dang, I ain't gonna never get like that. But nah, I be enjoying myself. Y'all keep me entertained in that group. Cause I surely be enjoying myself, especially real late at night. The night owls, like 2-3 o'clock in the morning, they be getting it, man. But yeah,
I started that group because I got kicked out of every other one of them.
Oh damn!
No, but he kicked me out of everything. So I knew I couldn't get kicked out of that one.
Right, because you started it.
Damn right.
That's right. Yes, it is quite entertaining. It's quite entertaining. All right, man. You hold it down, man. It's always good to hear from you. Appreciate you calling in tonight. Mississippi male in Mississippi.
Yes, ma'am. We are.
Y'all take it easy tonight.
Hey, y'all can't even. Hey, Catrice.
Yeah.
You can't even. Congratulate us for expecting.
Well, congratulations. I mean, you told us that 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm saying, I mean, y'all never congratulated us.
I did.
You have a little monkey.
Okay, well, I mean, you know.
Well, congratulations. Congratulations,
Leon,
ma'am.
Now, Leon
and
ma'am.
I'm not expecting anything.
Thank you. I didn't think so. But in case. Because Melwood came out and said, hey, Catrice, on a private basis. I mean, at least I know that. You know. But
well,
in any case.
I know he's mad about that.
I congratulate y'all on just being
Lee,
y'all. How about
Lee,
that?
I still love you, bro. You my homeboy from Detroit. I got plenty of folks in Detroit. I told you that before. Got plenty of cousins there. Don't be mad at me, bro.
Mad at you for what?
Because you
want her. Oh, here we
but
go. Like I said, we're going to end it.
This nigga done went stone crazy.
Yeah, he has. All right, y'all hold it down.
Don't get a prize.
Man, Mississippi U is a mess.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right.
I'm on it.
All right. I got me some jazz cuts. You know, I like to keep it calm. I got me some new music out here, and I'm going to go ahead and just let it go. This is called Bootlegger.
I like
y'all hold it down for me. I appreciate every last one of y'all. I appreciate all my fans. I'm going on 3 years running, and this is awesome. So this is Catrice. You've been listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. Remember, you got to get it hot before you get it wet. This is Bootlegger by Ty Marquise.
I've never been the same.
Good night, everyone. I had a wonderful evening. This is Catrice. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Love's